The Chattanooga Theater Center presents Fantastic Mr. Fox. This children's play is based on the book by Roald Dahl. Two separate casts will be performing this play through November 23rd. I'm speaking with director Lizzie Chazen about the adaptation of this children's story. Lizzie, you're the director of Fantastic Mr. Fox, that's showing at the Chattanooga Theater Center through November 23rd. Why did you choose Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Scott Dunlap always wanted to do Fantastic Mr. Fox. As soon as he became youth theater director, I think it was a title that definitely stuck out to him, especially with the popularity with Wes Anderson's film. And Roald Dahl's stories are classic, and I just think that we hadn't done it at the theater center before, so it was a good show to do with our new youth theater team.
And the stop animation movie, It is very detailed with costuming and
absolutely
everything.
I mean, I love the film. And David Wood's adaptation of Roald Dahl's story is definitely a simpler version of Fantastic Mr. Fox. Now, the movie goes into so much detail and with all the different characters and everything like that. So I think that our play is a nice bridge between Roald Dahl's story and Wes Anderson's movie, because I really took some of the music from the film. I love some of the costume pieces that he used as well, with the ballerina and things like that. So I think that if you've seen the film, you'll definitely have fun watching the play for sure, because there's little bits that I kind of stole or wanted to add and add to the show.
Tale of Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox!
So you're talking a musical. What are the ages of your actors?
Well, actually, it's not truly a musical. David Wood does add songs in his script. There's no music. So we've actually created our own music to the songs, which was a lot of fun to work with the kids because they're so, I don't know, I think that they're constantly singing and they can definitely create songs. And I was really blown away with what they created. The ages of our kids are from fourth grade all the way up to junior in high school. I've directed two casts. Each cast has 10 kids in it, along with one crew member who is really working back behind the scenes, creating a lot of our sound, as well as helping get them into costume and things like that.
Bob is fun to be. One fat, one short, one lean. These horrible crows, so different in looks, we're nonetheless equally mean.
Our piece is really special because we have created a story theater piece, which is actually a technique that was developed in the 1970s by one of the creators of Second City. It's really about having an ensemble group that plays multiple parts, very simple set, simple costumes, and simple props, and it leaves so much to the imagination. Our chickens are feather dusters. Scott Dunlap is my designer and a brilliant man to work with because we're constantly playing off of each other, and I think that's why the show is so successful. Watching people leave the show talking about all the different ways that we're creating the tree or this or that, they're kind of blown away because they never really thought, you're so literal. A chicken is a chicken. Yet when kids see something that maybe a mop can be turned into a horse, they can go home and they're tearing apart the kitchen to talk about, oh, this could be this and that could be that. That's the basis of creating. That's what I wanted them to see, that you can put on a play anywhere with anything if you have a story, a good one. So it was really exciting.
Your theater is a circle. It's in the round.
Yes.
So they can be seen from every angle.
Yes.
That puts a little bit more challenge into maintaining that, you know, getting rid of the disbelief for just a moment.
Definitely. And this is very unusual because when they exit, they don't go off stage. They actually just walk off and go behind the scenes and just start watching the show. Our eyes tell an audience where to watch. Watching it is incredibly special because it shows that this is it's a moving machine, that if every single person is doing their part, then we are successful. And it just, I don't know, it's storytelling at its best. And to see kids, I told them that actors are athletes. You can't just expect to walk on stage and be able to perform. You have to warm up your voice and your body and everything. And you have to make sure that all those props are set, because every single piece is so integral to telling the story that if one piece was missing, the machine would fall apart. I think the kids are learning immensely during this production. people watching the show are kind of amazed at how much they do. And this is the beauty of our youth theater, that it's done by kids for kids. Kids are in the booth. They're doing it all. I'm really trying to just slowly take one step back and back. And honestly, yes, it is important for me to walk by and make sure that every single prop is set. But that's how they learn. If they didn't put that there, then they will never do that again. So I think it's an incredible process for them to be in a show that's such an ensemble piece, rather than just playing one character role, walking on and then walking off and just turning off. You can't turn off in this show, not for the entire 45 minutes.
We can dig faster than any farmer. Nobody can dig as fast as a fox.
Dig it, 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 dig it.
Deep, deep if you possibly can.
Is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee?
Friday night at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 2:30 for the next two weekends.
Fantastic Mr. Fox at the Chattanooga Youth Theater, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through November 23rd. Tickets available at the Theater Center box office or by calling 423-267-8534. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.